Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
Boy, to be a baseball guy and have to deal with all this duck-like weather, it's not a good thing.
Well, it makes it challenging, to be sure, but it's part of what we go through in the north, and, you know, it's just something that we need to endure every year. Our kids are used to playing in it, so it's just, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things where you can't change it, so you might as well adapt.
Well, you had a game against Western that was rained out yesterday. Do the kids get fired up for games against in-state schools?
Well, yeah, you know, we try to put an importance and a priority on those games. You know, baseball is a little different than a lot of other sports at this level where, you know, like in basketball, you play most of your non-conference games first, and then once the conference season starts, it's all conference games. And in baseball, it's not like that. So there tends to be, you know, a chance for a lull during the midweek games because it's not a Big Ten game. But, you know, we try to put a premium and a priority on playing in-state opponents, and it's good for recruiting. It's good for you know, for us to compete against those guys and very good programs in the state. And so, you know, we put a priority on that.
Well, when talking about the clash at Comerica, pretty cool thing to be playing at Comerica Park. It would be the first ever college game. 6:35 is the start time, so you still have some time where hopefully the rain will go away and they can drain that field.
Well, yeah, hopefully, you know, and you know, as long as the tarp is on the field, all it's got to really do is stop raining, and we'll be fine. And yesterday, you know, based on the weather and the amount of rain that we were going to get and the temperature, you know, we felt it was best to cancel that game, and it turned out to be the right decision. But I'm sure that the people in Detroit tonight are excited, you know, to get this game in, and I think they're going to do everything they can for, you know, to enable us to play.
So what's the plan when you're going to head down there?
Well, we're going to head down about 1 o'clock and get down there and get settled. We've got batting practice, I think, at 4, and first pitch is at 6:35.
And you've dealt with weather like this before, so I would imagine if it stays the way it is, because where I am on the south side of Lansing, the rain has ceased. If we get a stoppage in rain, it looks like you'll have a good shot to get this game underway.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, like I said, if the tarp is on the field, really all it's got to do is stop raining. We can pull the tarp and play. And looking at the radar and looking at, you know, a lot of different weather sources, you know, that we seem to look at every day all spring, it looks like, you know, things should blow out of here. The wind should die down by tonight, and we should be okay to play.
All right. It's been an interesting season for the Spartans, sweeps over Michigan and perennial Big Ten power Minnesota. Are you in a place where you want to be as you try to get a Big Ten title?
We're in first place right now, and we're tied with Indiana at 6-3 in first place, and you know, there's no better position to be, I guess. So, you know, we went down to Ohio State last weekend and you know, kind of let a couple games slip away. We went 1-2 last weekend down there, and we really felt like we could have won 3 games, but we didn't play well enough to win. And so consistency is going to be something that, you know, we need to address all year with a very young ball club. But, yeah, we're in a good position right now, and we got a lot of baseball left.
Do you know you were going to have this kind of season?
Well, you know, we thought we could. You know, there's, you know, you really don't know what to expect going in, especially with a young team. And there was a lot of question marks, a lot of unproven guys, both on our pitching staff and in our batting lineup. But you know, to their guys' credit, they've played well. They've been, you know, fairly consistent for the majority of the year. And you know, again, we're young, and you know, so the future is certainly bright.
Well, you've got two solid pitchers, and you're hitting the heck out of the ball. What's been the key for the success so far this season?
Well, I think pitching and defense, you know, first and foremost. You know, we've pitched it extremely well. I believe we lead the Big Ten in ERA, or we did going into last weekend. And defensively, we've been outstanding. You know, we lost our shortstop off of last year's team to the pro draft, and he's in the Texas Rangers organization now. And we had a new kid come in who's a junior college transfer in Justin Scanlon, and weren't quite sure what we were going to get. We knew he was a talented player, but could he do it every day? And he's done that, and he's played very well defensively. Our second baseman is a local kid, Ryan Jones from Hazlitt. He's as good a defensive second baseman as I've ever coached. And you know, like I said, we've pitched very well, and that's, you know, in baseball, if you're going to win, you're going to have to do those two things well, and, and you mix in some timely hits, and you have a successful club.
All right, the Spartans are 22-10, 4-2 at home, 8-5 away in neutral fields. They're 10-3, currently 6-3 in the Big Ten. The clash for at Comerica against Central Michigan is supposed to get underway at about 6:30. We can only hope that that's the case. The gates will open at 5:30. Coach, I want to talk recruiting for the last question for you. You are starting to get players, and I read, I can't remember if it was the Detroit Free Press or the News, where you had a player pick you over Ole Miss. When you're starting to get kids to look at you and to come to Michigan State as opposed to going to the warm weather and they're a tradition-rich Southeastern Conference to play baseball, that is a pretty cool thing.
Well, Tony, we're really excited about some of the kids that we have coming in, and the majority of them are in-state kids, and there's a lot of good baseball in the state of Michigan, and we really made that a priority in our recruiting efforts, and kind of taking a page out of Coach Izzo and Coach D'Antonio's recruiting playbook, I guess, and trying to put a fence around the state and keeping the best talent home, and we're fortunate to do that with this next coming recruiting class, and the first two recruiting classes that we've had are a majority of local kids and in-state kids, and I think that's important. I think those guys, play hard for Michigan State, and it's a special thing for them and for their families, and that's what we're all about, we're trying to build it, and I like where we're headed right now.
The clash at Comerica is today, game time at 6:35. It will be the first ever college baseball game at Comerica Park. Jake Boss is the coach. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.